Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
We've heard a lot in the media about how the Darwinian pro-evolutionists won a victory in the last state school board election in Kansas. But somehow, a contrary election result in Texas did not make national news. The Texas Education Standards for Biology require students to critique scientific explanations, including hypotheses and theories, as to their strengths and weaknesses, using scientific evidence and information. State school board member Terry Leo has been fighting a valiant battle to make sure that these standards are adhered to by the textbooks used in Texas public schools. But the liberal state board of education voted down her attempt to reject biology textbooks that failed to meet the standard of showing both strengths and weaknesses of Darwinian evolution. So, Terry Leo recruited and worked for new school board candidates who could be trusted not to censor out the good science that opposes Darwinian evolution. The elections for state school board became quite a battleground as she supported new candidates and the pro-evolution faction tried to defeat Terry Leo and the other school board members who sided with her. Terry Leo's campaign has won significant victories in putting good people on the Texas State School Board. Texas evolution battles have national implications. Publishers generally produce textbooks acceptable to their biggest customers, and Texas and California are their two biggest customers. It is a boon to the entire country when the Texas State School Board exercises diligent oversight in demanding high standards of objectivity toward all scientific theories. It appears that Darwin's theory of evolution cannot stand competition and remains protected by the school system and liberal academics in much of the country. The position of conservatives like Terry Leo is, teach more, not less, evolution theory, both its strength and weaknesses, and let the fittest theory survive.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep. Sleep.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show.
And the man who asks, what is a free gift? Aren't all gifts free? Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, there is going to be no superhighway. We've been lying about that all the time. I get the word fresh from the president's mouth. This day he says he is again denying that there is a NAFTA superhighway. It does not exist. Christopher Hayes, on August the 27th, wrote in a magazine called The Nation, he said there is no such thing as a proposed NAFTA superhighway. President Bush, at the third summit meeting at the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America in Quebec, August 21st, answered the question from a reporter at Fox News that NAFTA superhighways were part of a conspiracy theory. So I'm taking this from good sources. You can't, you wouldn't doubt the President of the United States. There will be no NAFTA superhighway, but they don't know that in Canada. There's a problem because Canada's going to build it anyhow. An agreement announced by Transport Canada. Now, that Transport Canada is similar to the Department of Transportation. They just talk a little different up there, north of the border. But anyway, Transport Canada advances the planning that has been done to develop the NAFTA superhighway in Canada. Transport Canada, the Canadian government's counterpart to the Department of Transportation here, announced the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, that's an MOU, between the governments of Canada and the provinces of Ontario and Quebec to develop the Now, they're not going to call it the NAFTA Superhighway. It's the Continental Gateway and Trade Corridor. Got that? It's the Continental Gateway and Trade Corridor once it reaches the Canadian border. Ontario and Quebec are vital contributors to the Canadian economy, representing approximately 60% of Canada's exports and gross domestic product. And by the way, you know, we keep talking about all the stuff that we get from China, and we do get a gobbin' a bunch of stuff from China. Actually, our biggest trading partner is Canada. Now, they just don't deal in manufactured goods like the Chinese do. But we get electricity from Canada. We get gobs and bunches of cattle from Canada. Anyhow, let's move along here. I'm talking about in dollar value, Canada's number one trading partner. And they say Ontario and Quebec are vital contributors to this economy. Represents approximately 60% of Canada's exports and gross domestic product that's going to be coming across the border. Okay. In Canada, it again is called the Continental Gateway and Trade Corridor. Now, the main objective of this is to establish this commercial gateway and trade corridor as a strategic, integrated, and globally competitive transportation system that supports the movement of international trade. Now, this is another WorldNet Daily story. Jerome Corsi has dug into the facts and figures here, and you'll find out that this goes way back, a lot further than when Bush was president. It goes back to 1995. We'll get to that in a moment. The Ontario-Quebec segment of the Canadian Continental Gateway and Trade Corridor derives from a national policy framework for strategic gateway and trade corridors announced by the minority conservative government of Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper. See, the word conservative doesn't mean diddly-squat anymore. He's not a conservative any more than Bush is a conservative. Or the Republicans in general, they're not conservative, at least not conservative the way I look at conservative. But, by the way, I think it's coming out in this issue of the Chronicle about what is conservative. Because what I think conservative is, and I give my definition of conservative, but these people, to my knowledge, there's nothing conservative about them. Anyway, here's what, who said that now? I forgot where I was. Stephen Harper says this. Stephen Harper, of course, is the prime minister there. He says, no country in the world is better positioned than Canada to prosper in the emerging global economy. Harper says in the National Policy Framework for Strategic Gateways and Trade Corridors. Now, by the way, this is posted on the Trade Canada website. You can get that yourself. The Gateway Initiative is obviously critical to realizing our potential as a country, says the Canadians. The North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and the European Union gives rise to new trading blocks that have underpinned the new integrated global marketplace. Coupled with the emergence of new economic powers such as China and India, global marketplace integration is driving the distribution of economic activities. Now, that's all coming from Harper there, who is the prime minister of Canada. Now, let's look back here instead of looking ahead. Carsey has dug a little deeper into the files, and he has found a 1998 document which shows the North American Super Corridor Coalition, or NASCO, was originally named the North American Superhighway Coalition. The document involves two 1998 letters. One, a June 10th, 98 letter written by Tiffany Newsom. Now, Tiffany is the executive director of NASCO, and by Francisco J. Conde. He is editor of the publisher of the Conde Report on United States-Mexican relations. And then there's another letter, June the 10th, 1998, written by, again, Newsom. And Newsom, of course, as I just mentioned, she's the executive director of NASCO, to consultant David A. Dean and Associates. Now, Jerome Carsey got his hands on these letters. And when you look at those letters, you'll see that this dates, we're talking about these superhighways, they date all the way back to 1995, and we're talking here about the NAFTA superhighway, which doesn't exist. Let's stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding
upstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
And we have returned. Now, back to these NAFTA superhighways that are going to reach from Mexico City all the way up through Canada. And we keep hearing from the President of the United States that this is all a hoax. It isn't going to happen. We now have a couple of letters that Jerome Carsey has come up with and published in WorldNet Daily. He says that this Conde addressed the NASCO, that's she's executive director of NASCO, and she says it's called the North America's Superhighway Coalition. And compliments Newsom and NASCO for supporting the Interstate Highway 35 Corridor Coalition consulting team of David A. Dean and Associates, Dean International, Inc. Anyway, Newsom's letter says this. She notes the Transportation Equity Act. And, you know, Jeff, I'd kind of forgotten about that. Were you here when we were talking about T21?
No.
That's been, you've been here 7 years. So we discussed this over 7 years ago when this thing was making news and we were talking about and I'd kind of forgotten about it. But it's the Transportation Equity Act, and it's for the 21st century is why they call it T21. Now, if you talk to Congress, the congressman will say, oh, we haven't appropriated any money whatsoever. There's nothing in the works that have anything to do with this international super corridor that's going to reach through all these countries. And it's in this Transportation Equity Act, which President Clinton signed in June of 1998. When did you start here? Do you remember?
01. 2001.
Seems like you've been here forever.
Not quite 7 years.
Okay. So this happened in 1998, and this is all in this TEA 21 Act, all right? Here's what Newsom said. This bill contains for the first time in history a category and funding. Got that? And funding for trade corridors and barter programs. Then she goes on to write, the I-35 corridor is the strongest and most organized of the corridor initiatives. So, if we play our cards right, we stand to get about $700 million. Now, that was in a letter that was dated back, when did I tell you it was dated? I've already forgotten. It doesn't make any difference. It goes back to 1988. So they've been working on this thing. They have. Clinton was involved in it. He is the president that signed the Transportation Equity Act back there on June 9th, 1998, and this was all in that TEA 21 bill. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
And we have returned. Now, we're talking about this NAFTA superhighway that the authorities say does not exist. It's a figment of our imagination, particularly if we are those conspiracy theory nuts. But now here comes, and I'm going to go over this again very quickly, this Tiffany Newsom wrote a letter. And in this letter, she wrote back in 1998, this bill, and we're talking about the TEA bill, which stood for the Transportation Equity Act, and then there's a -21 on that bill, which means for the 21st century. She says, this bill contains, for the first time in history, a category and funding for trade corridors and barter programs. So that's already been a bill. It was signed by Clinton on June 9th, 1998. Then she goes on to say the I-35 corridor is the strongest and most organized of the corridor initiatives. Now, remember, we've talked about these car doors, and the first maps that came out showed I-35, it coming up through Oklahoma and with the smart port in Kansas City, and then going right on up I-35 to the Canadian border. We then started seeing maps with a network of these corridors, some going up the eastern side of the country, some going up the western side of the country. She says this I-35 corridor is the strongest and most organized of the corridor initiatives. And then she goes on to say, if we play our cards right, we can get $700 million. She was referring to the section of TEA 21 devoted to a new national corridor planning and development program, identifying highway corridors that were specifically identified with international trade there to improve the safe and efficient movement of people and goods at or across the United States, Canadian, and United States-Mexican borders. A desire to obtain funds under TEA 21's Corridor Initiative may have been responsible for changing NASCO's name from North American Superhighway Coalition to North American Super Corridor Coalition. That way they didn't have to change the lettering. In other words, they put Super Corridor, they made one word out of it instead of two. Now, we've talked again about these play on words, all right? By combining super and corridor into one word, it allowed preserving the correspondence required to continue using NASCO as an acronym for most newly renamed organizations. Anyhow, she goes on in this letter, lobbying for the creation of National Corridor and Planning Development Program and coordinated border infrastructure program when TEA 21 was being passed. She's thanking these people for helping lobby to get all this done. She says, we have assisted in a lobbying effort to bring hundreds of millions of dollars to the NASCO NASCO I-35 corridor, resulting in high priority status for I-35 in 1995. Under the Intermodal Surface Transportation Efficiency Act, that's the ISTEA, all right? The 2005 NASCO website noted, in addition, we successfully assisted in lobbying for the creation of two new categories under the Transportation Act of the 21st Century, that's TEA 21, the National Corridor Planning and Development Program, and the Coordinated Border Infrastructure Program. Now, when you hear these politicians say, oh, that doesn't exist, you know that either they're stupid or they're lying, one of the two. And I can't believe that those highly educated individuals are that uninformed. Sorry, Jeff says, I don't bump the table. I can't help but bumping the table.
I'll see your bump and raise you.
Anyway, speaking of bumping, the Mexicans are coming to town in their trucks. And they're not little pick-em-up trucks. These are big. You know, they don't call, we call them tractor trailers here. And in Australia, they said, why do you call these things tractors? Tractors is what you plow with on the farm. I said, what do you call them? They're prime movers in Australia. So they're going to be coming up from Mexico in their prime movers. And I guess they're on the way right now. They were supposed to have started the last day in August, if I remember right. But anyway, anywho. The Teamsters Union, along with the Sierra Club, that makes for kind of funny bedfellows, I guess. But anyway, the Sierra Club didn't want the Mexican trucks either, and of course you can see why the Teamsters don't want them. But they went to court, and lost. And we'll discuss that right after this. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose over 1% Monday despite a stronger dollar and $74 oil prices. Gold closed in New York up $9.10 to $682.30 an ounce. Silver rose a quarter to $12.27. Gold remains remarkably well bid despite dollar strength. It's playing a little bit of a safe haven role, and physical demand is excellent while production is looking pretty sloppy, said Dave Holmes. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jeannie Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You've got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property. And don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today at just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Friends, you need to get the book, The Late Great USA, by Jerome Corsi. It'll show you how the Security and Prosperity Partnership is the same kind of regional integration plan that led Europe to form the EU. Here's Jerome.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America certainly exists. It was declared in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005. President Bush, Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, and Paul Martin, then the Prime Minister of Canada, all did come out on the stage together and declare that we were in the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The reason why George Bush has not secured our borders, even though we have a war on terror, for 6 years he's not secured the borders, is my argument is the Security and Prosperity Partnership was a promise by George Bush to open the borders, and that's what's happening.
To order The Late Great USA by Jerome Corsi, send $28, check, cash, or money order to the Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023R. For credit card orders only, call 1-800-201-7892.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says words that soak into your ears are whispered, not yelled, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. I don't know about that whispering in the ear business. We had some whispering ducks one time.
Whispering ducks?
Yeah, Muscovy ducks. They don't quack, they whisper.
Can you give us an example of the whisper?
No, I can't. I don't know what they say. They whisper. You can't understand them.
Do they mumble or do they whisper?
They just whisper.
Okay.
They turn their little head sideways and they go like that. The other duck apparently knows what the first one's saying. I have no idea.
He whispered back, right?
Yeah. So I never did. I never did care for whispering. I yell. I make lots of noise.
They were planning a coup is what they were doing.
No, the pigeons coo.
I see.
The ducks whisper. Anyhow.
Hey, Derry, real quick, before that last segment, I was going to come in and tell you about a call we received. Since I had time in the last break, I did. Sergeant T, a listener in Afghanistan, gave us a call. He's a serviceman over there, and he wanted to let you know that you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. Wanted to call in and tell you he was listening on his computer. That's DerryBrownfield.com. Take your laptop wherever you go, even in Afghanistan. Sergeant T was listening. We appreciate him listening. And
you know, I would like to have visited with him.
Well, maybe he'll call back.
Yeah, Sergeant T. No, I wonder, I guess our 1-800 number works from Afghanistan, huh?
That, or he has an international cell phone. I do not know what the situation was or what a lot of those guys use. Maybe there's a phone bank set up for them.
We've set up calls from other countries before. I mean, how did we do that?
Well, like in Joan Vian's case, we use her international cell phone. So whether mine's international or not or anyone else's, I have no clue. Maybe you have to have a certain package or maybe you get better rates or I have no idea. I just know the thing rings, I open it and say hello.
See, I don't know how my pickup works.
Right.
I just hit the switch and it starts. And if it doesn't, I know it's got a problem. So you don't have to know how this stuff works. I don't know how electricity works. I turn a light on and it comes on. Sometimes it doesn't. But most of the time it does. I don't know how it works. So I don't know how, if that cell phone works, the Sergeant T, is that it?
That's right.
Yeah, give us a call, Sergeant. If it doesn't cost too much to you, we don't mind. Jeff would take it out of his salary, and Beth.
You better move along.
I'm going to move along as fast as I can, just like the Mexican truckers, because they are on the way. All right. Now, as I started to mention before we were interrupted, and pleasantly so, Sergeant T, we want to hear from you, but Teamsters and the Sierra Club had this court case, and the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied a request made by the Teamsters and Sierra Club and the public citizen, I don't know who the public citizen is, to halt the program. They said, hey, we don't want these trucks coming up here. They're not, and we've discussed this over and over again, why we don't want them. If they had to do everything that our truckers do, it would be difficult enough. But they don't. When I was in Alamogordo, and I mentioned this some weeks ago, or maybe months ago now, when I was in Alamogordo, they have one of these truckers checkpoints where the guys in the brown uniform stop all the trucks and they weigh them and look at them and inspect them and all that. And if they've got one little taillight out, not even a taillight, a clearance light out, then they have to repair that before they let them move on. And they had already been warned that the Mexican truckers, when they come, just to wave them on through, they didn't have to go through the safety checks that our truckers do. By the way, I know a little bit about the trucking industry, not a lot, just enough that I can be sort of dangerous. And I know of one instance where they stopped in one of these DOT stop places, you know, where they check everything. And this trucker had a side light out, the clearance lights, so that they're the lights that at night, if they were blocking the road, you'd see the truck sitting there, okay? But there's many lights along the side of these trailers. And this particular trailer had one light out. And they wouldn't let him go. Well, he didn't carry those light bulbs with him. So he had to call the main office, and they sent a mechanic out with light bulbs. But of all the light bulbs he brought, he said he brought every kind that they had. None of them fit. So they wouldn't let him go with this light bulb out. And the rule says if there's a light there, it has to be replaced if it's not working. You know how they got around that, Jeff?
I'm going to guess they disconnected it.
They took a hammer and knocked it out and put duct tape over it and said, there ain't no light there, we don't have to replace it, and left. But that's how strict these people can be, the Department of Transportation people can be, if they want to be that strict. But the Mexicans have already got a green light, At least the people in Alamogordo told a good friend of ours who does a lot of this sort of work. I'm beating on the table again, but I can't help it. It upsets you some that here our truckers are totally legitimate, and they have to go through a lot of rules and regulations, and the Mexican truckers are just going to get waved right on through these areas, and they're not supposed to have to take drug tests. They're not supposed to have to. They say they all we took them in Mexico. Anyway, let's move along. The Bush administration can go ahead now with this pilot program. It's not for real. It's just a pilot program to allow as many as 100 Mexican trucking companies. And I emphasize on this. We're not talking about 100 trucks. We're talking about 100 companies. All right. To freely haul cargo anywhere in the United States for the next year. This is a pilot program for 1 year. Do you think that's going to end in 1 year? Come on. The appeals court ruled the group have not satisfied the legal requirements to immediately stop what the government is calling this demonstration project. The Teamsters and the Sierra Club argued that there won't be enough oversight of the drivers coming into the United States from Mexico. They also argued that public safety would be endangered in a hasty attempt by the government to comply with parts of the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. Now, remember, and I can't remember the figures, but wasn't there like 20,000 pages or something like that in the NAFTA agreement? Congress voted on the darn thing. There wasn't a one of them. There was one. I believe it was Ron Paul that had read the whole 20,000 or how many ever there were pages of it. But nobody, I say nobody, you know Congress isn't going to sit there and read all of that. And if you do, just like we got a bill just yesterday, it's a Missouri bill, and someone tipped off Beth as to what the bill said, and it came out to be, I don't know, I'll bet there's 100 pages of it back there, maybe not that many, but she put it together in one of those notebook farm things. I mean, it's that big you couldn't begin to staple it together. And I said, Beth, I don't have time to read this. And you can't just, this sort of thing, you can't just read. You have to study it. You have to read it one word at a time. You know, we're taught this speed reading and all that stuff. That doesn't get it, because you have to understand. And then they'll refer you from one, they'll say, and this is to change, and then they'll name another bill, and they'll put the, you know, the numbers and all of that in there. Well, that means you've got to do research and go back and find that bill and see what that really means. So the thing's laying in there on my desk, and I've forwarded it to several other people that do this sort of research, but it's time-consuming. I mean, you can spend days just going over one little old piece of legislation. So when this NAFTA thing came out, nobody had time to study that thing. But in there, in the NAFTA trade agreement, that the public's, let's see, there was a hasty attempt by government to comply with parts of the NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. So this was, this Mexican trucker things was in NAFTA, but you never heard a word about any of that when Congress was passing NAFTA, okay? It required that all roads in the United States, Mexico, and Canada be open to carriers from all three countries. Now, is that true today? The Mexican trucks can come this way. Can our trucks go the other way? I doubt seriously if many of them would want to. But could they? I don't know. But it's all there in that NAFTA agreement, which says, yeah, they can. Let's take a break. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned, and Sergeant T has just called us from somewhere. Hey, Sergeant T, good to have you as a listener.
Well, hello, Derry. It's good to hear you.
Yes, what's going on in Afghanistan?
Oh, well, we're doing a lot of good things over here.
Really? Tell us about
the country. Well, we're helping stand up the country so they can fight for themselves.
When are you coming home?
Oh, next year sometime, Derry. I'll be a while.
You know, when we talk, and I keep forgetting this, but we're listening to you, and you're listening to me on a satellite, and there's about a 3 or 4 second lapse from the time it goes up there 22,000 miles and comes back down. So there'll be a little pause in our conversations, and we can't talk over one another like we could. And I forgot that until we started talking just now. Tell me, what's Afghanistan like?
Well, there's nothing growing here at all. It's all dust and rock and very mountainous. All desert down to the south, mountains up to the north and west. It's pretty miserable.
What?
I'll tell you, these people, they're very hardened people to live in this environment.
I was going to ask, what do they eat if nothing grows over there?
Well, they do a lot of agriculture themselves. They pump water from the ground and irrigate their crops. And there's a big agricultural program going on over here to help these people learn to grow proper foods and
help them out
with that.
Have you met Osama yet?
We're still looking.
I heard that he left the country horseback. Is that true?
Yeah, he probably could have. They got some good horses here. They got dogs as big as horses here, too.
That was my next question, because that's where the Afghan hound comes from, is it not?
Up in the northern section, there are some big dogs. I'll tell you, you don't want to be hung out in the desert out here. They'll hunt you down and eat you.
Oh, are they wild dogs?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Really? Okay, see...
Yeah.
See, Afghan hounds were pretty popular back about the turn of the century, not this century, but the last century. I think those are the long, tall, they look like greyhounds with hair on them, with longer hair. And the society women would lead them around. Jeff shaking his head, yes, he lived back in those days, he knows. Hey, can you stay with me during the commercial break?
Well, I sure can.
Okay, hang on, we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. You're not going to get the real news from the mainstream media. If they did do their job properly, it would look and sound just like the documentary 911 Ripple Effect. Here's producer Dave Von Kleist.
When they don't want to address any of the issues or the facts, they resort to trying to discredit the messenger because they don't want to deal with the message. Now, if America and the rest of the world forms their opinions based upon the information provided by these networks, but if this information is misinformation, if it is disinformation, if it is a lie, then that means that every one of us, our opinions are based upon a lie.
In DVD format only, order the documentary 911 Ripple Effect by sending a $20 check, cash, or money order to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Is Mom okay? How often does that question run through your mind? If your mom is living alone and not as agile as she used to be, or if she fell, would she be okay? That question may nag you 12 times every day. Lifeline Medical Alert Service is the answer to that nagging question. Lifeline is there for her and you 24 hours a day, every day. A push of a button and help is on the way. That's why Lifeline is the trusted medical alert service caring for over 500,000 people like your mom every day. Lifeline lets mom live in the home she loves and still have help available 24 hours a day, every day, with just the push of a button. To get your free information package, call 800-250-5826 and be sure to ask how you can get free activation. Call 800-250-5826 today. That's 800-250-5826 and ask for free activation.
We're in the home stretch here, Sergeant T. I have a couple of questions, but very quickly, did you listen to the program here in this country before you went to Afghanistan, or were you just thumbing through the want ads and found me?
Oh, no, I listened to you all the time back in the States.
Oh, really? Where are you from? Maybe you don't want to mention that.
Not really, sir.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Now let's go back to some government questions. What's your personal opinion of the war, and what do most of your buddies think of it?
Well, I tell you, you formulate one opinion while you're in the States, but when you're over here, you see the real cause of why we're here. These are very oppressed people and have been for a lot of years, hundreds of years, if not thousands. You have no idea from what you see on television back in the States. These people really need our help, and that's why we're here.
Have you been in Afghanistan the full time? Have you been to Iraq?
Yes, sir.
All right. What about Iraq?
That is definitely a hotbed of potential definite threats.
Do you think that Bush is going to attack Iran?
Well, I don't know, sir. That's out of my lane.
Okay, well, we hear a lot about that over here. You pick up the United States newscast, do you not?
Yes, sir. Some of them we do.
Okay, I would think so. Are you familiar with Link TV?
No, sir.
Okay.
I've never seen that.
Okay, well, they do a lot of programs from these other countries, and I have seen several, maybe two-hour-long episodes of what you were talking about there in Afghanistan. And like I said, they don't show anything that grows there. You don't know the reasoning behind their programs, but they go into personal details. You know, people that live there, and of course you have to. Can you understand any of their language?
I'm learning a lot of their language as I'm here. I'm also taking some online courses so I can better understand the people that I'm around. There's a great deal of interaction with the people.
What do the people think of us as Americans?
A majority of them are definitely like us. They're on our side. There's that element that it's much like Iraq. You're getting a lot of other countries come in and try to stir up problems. And the Taliban, they don't rebuild here. They rebuild in Pakistan. They keep pushing over the borders.
Okay, now see, that's what we hear here about Iran.
They're doing that from the other side, yes, sir.
Can you see an end to any of this?
At least two generations.
Well, will the United States be there for two more generations?
I believe so.
Yeah, you see, we're still in Japan. We're still in Germany, and that goes back to the 1940s.
Yeah, still in Korea. Our leader, President Bush, he made statement not too long ago that he wants to turn this into a Korean-type program.
And we, as a nation, are already broke.
We'll print more money.
You're right on that. We'll print more money, and it'll... We print it, and each time we print more money, it is worth less and less. And, hey, Sergeant T., I appreciate your call. We're out of time, but may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
It's true.